Oh, hi. Good morning. It's February 1st, 2019. What is it? It's like 9:50. Oh, crap, really? 9:50 a.m. Yeah, 9:50. It's morning. I'm walking. I started out with the metronome going, and certainly shortly, almost immediately, I realized that that was not going to be the wise choice given the gap in my exercise regimen. No, I was not walking on the treadmill. I wasn't doing any of the things that I need to do in order to manage my mental conditioning. So yeah, it's we're basically scraped all the way back down to bare ground again. I have to start rebuilding it all. Nothing new, nothing terribly unusual about that. It seems like I have to do it about at least it feels like I have to do it about every week, but I guess the truth is I really only have to do it about 4 or 5 times a year. So not quite every other month, but close to it. Maybe this will stick. I'm trying to get more, what's the word I'm looking for? Organized, strategic. No, not strategic, tactical. About tools and techniques, things that I'm doing. So I really want February to be the month I finish Cape Grace. I want this sucker off my desk. I want to write something new, but I feel this obligation, which is unfortunate because it really needs to be joy, not obligation. But I have to get this off my desk, because with it sitting in the middle of my desk, it's hard to see around. It's hard to go in the other directions where I want to go, as long as this thing is sitting in the middle of my desk. And it's a good story. That's the thing. This is, if the story, if what I had, I forgot, maybe 100 words under 50,000 in this book right now, in this Frankenstein monster of a manuscript. So it's at least halfway done. If I could find 30,000 words so that I broke 80, then I would be happy with that as a novel length work. And if it was complete, I could publish it. I'm suspecting that I'm going to go for at least another 50,000. The story is developing nicely. The story, auto story, is developed. And I got 30-something thousand words, 35,000 words in auto story. I got a few thousand words into Sarah's story. And now I'm writing the rationales. The thing that has stopped me all this time is, what is going on? Why is this happening? Why does the company have this rule? Son of the shaman is the shaman. Why is it only the son of the shaman? Every other company leased planet has a employees only policy. St. Cloud is the only planet, at least the only one we found, maybe more, if I can think of a good reason. I may discover one. But it's the only one I found that has a policy to accept some non-employee people on the planet. It's only men. I should say non-employee and non-dependent. Because you can be a dependent on the planet. You can marry the company and you're allowed to live there with your spousal unit. But why? Why men? Why only men? What is up with that? How does this work? Why do they keep fighting it? Because they have to keep fighting it in court. Well, in arbitration. Adjudication. We know the CPJCT has courts and judges. We've met one judge. So, why are they being such sticklers? And that's a question we may not answer. That's a question that may be just shrugged off as we've loosened the reins this much, we're not going to go any further. And corporate inertia just continues, because not all corporate inertia can be modified. There are companies that just continue to do things because that's the way they've always done them. And they'll do them until the day the company goes bankrupt. Even if it means keeping the policy moves that day closer rather than farther away. I've worked for those companies. I've worked for companies involved in illegal practices and quit them as soon as I could. Sadly, not the same day I found out that they were engaging in illegal practices, but as soon as possible thereafter. So, I've discovered a lot of stuff about this story, about this planet, about this company. I've worked through a lot of the questions that I had working with my kid. We were stuck in traffic last month for 3 hours in a snowstorm on the interstate. And so we had a lot of chance to brainstorm. And I made up a lot of things to explain some of the hanging details. So I'm really excited. Really excited. Is that true? Yeah, I think so. It's like remodeling a house. It's like going through the remodeling is painful. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. It's expensive. It's all these things. What do we have here? New construction. Another hotel, because we sure need another hotel in town. Well, looking forward to the end result is positive. It's optimistic. It's exciting. So I'm excited to get this book done. I still have to get a hold of Cousins and see if I can get him to do the cover. Wow, they fenced this off. This sucker's coming right up to the sidewalk here. I'm weaving all over the place here. I usually track a pretty straight course when I'm walking. But I'm watching the big trucks and the diggers and everything. It's like, ooh. There's another team working on the other end of the lot. I don't know what's going in there, but they're taking up the last of the open space. So it goes. Coming up on it, get ready. Monk post. Sorry, I forgot to say it with me. That's been so long, I'm gonna have to be retrained here, that's all there is to it. So Kip Grace is coming together. I call it Frankenstein Monster. I wrote my monthly post last night and scheduled to drop at 2 a.m. for the Nathan Lowe blog. NathanLowe.com, ding. I wrote it last night and set it to drop, and I call it Frankenstein Monster. It's a phrase that Lloyd Johnson used talking about it. Piecing together a book from pieces and parts from different drafts. Like a Frankenstein monster. And I've got about four drafts. There is a T in there, although it doesn't sound very loud. I got about five drafts of this book that date back to 2008. And the earliest ones I just sort of washed, because my writing has changed so much since then that even if I like the idea, I'm better off just redrafting the idea than copying it. But I've picked up about, 15,000-20,000 words from other drafts. I picked up some ideas from the other drafts that I really liked and which were pretty well done in terms of the biggest chunk came from the company side, where one of the business drivers on this book has to do with some personnel changes and the St. Cloud Combine lease renewal, which happens every 100 years. Every 100 Stanyards in that universe, but you know what I mean. And so we're working. I did a lot with the company in one draft, and not so much with Otto and Sarah in it. So I took a couple really big chunks out of that draft and plugged them in, and they work. And then I've got some Sarah story that I've sort of created out of whole cloth, which is a problem because I'm conflating what I've already written about Otto into what I'm writing about Sarah, and I'm confusing the crap out of myself in doing that. So it's gonna take a good continuity pass or three to make this thing actually look like a coherent story. Some of you who are on the Golden Age Facebook group. So I made a reference to the hotel at Aram's Inlet, the Aram House, which is unimaginative, but in keeping with pretty much corporate speak. So there's going to be some stuff happening at Aram House. There's still some questions that they don't have answers to and may not at the end of this story. I'm not gonna go looking for answers just for the sake of tying off loose ends. Some things never get explained. This happens. I hear them. Oh, they're right overhead, that's why. I kept looking up and they were just... as I raised my head, the bill of my cap kept obscuring them. That's a second batch of geese that's flown right overhead for me this morning. Encouraging me on my walk, huh? That's what I'll say. Morning. Little guy that used to have a little dog. I haven't seen any of my regulars, so, because I haven't been out. But it is a beautiful day. My sympathies and concerns go out to those of you who may be stuck in the vortex. I know it's a named storm, but I can't think of the name now. I saw the best argument, the best description of what the polar vortex is. I was on Twitter this morning. About it's the bra for the polar vortex. The jet stream is the bra for the polar vortex. And that the Earth is a dryer. And we've put the bra through the dryer on hot too many times, so it's lost all of its elasticity, which gives us the saggy boob of the polar vortex. Graphic. I loved it. That's warm. Temperature's probably risen into the 40s by now. Yesterday was in the 50s. I didn't zip my coat, it's still too warm. So, this post is going to be a little bit delayed because I'm going to get right in the car and go to the grocery store and take care of my grocery shopping before I go back inside and sit down. So that probably means somebody's going to have to ding me at around noon. I've got an alarm set for 1 o'clock, so maybe the 1 o'clock alarm will remind me. See how it goes. You know, I haven't done it in a long time. I have to be retrained. It'll take a while, but we'll get there. That's the thing, it's like... I remember I used to be like, oh gosh, you know, I suck, I have to do this thing and I haven't been doing it, and so on. And now it's like, yeah, well, okay, we gotta do it again. Do it, you'll feel better.
I don't want
to. Yeah, but do it, you'll feel better.
I don't want to.
Yeah, but do it, you'll feel better.
I don't want to.
Shut up and do it. What was the phrase I used? I had a phrase a little while ago. Was it? Stop thinking about it. Just do it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. It's time for me to go for my walk. Well, today I was able to go for my walk because my wife was up. I didn't have to open the garage door while she was still asleep. And the snow has melted. I could have gone out the back door. But at any rate, here I am. Happy February. I hope January was fruitful. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.